Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Playwright Eugene O'Neill is quoted as saying, "There is no present or future, only the past happening over and over again now." O'Neill didn't carve his reputation as a historian, but no historian could have put it any better. There is no present or future, only the past happening over and over again now. Do you believe that? Pick up your newspaper and you may read of a new chapter of a very old conflict. 5,000 years of recorded history are a repetition of man's fight to stay alive. The struggle continues, be it in the chambers of the UN or the battlefields of the world. Life doesn't offer you the opportunity of choosing the conflict that you encounter, but it does offer you a choice as to how you react to the conflict. What about the struggles you're facing right now? New ones? Probably not. Others have faced similar conflicts, right? Battling financial problems? Struggling with temptation? A relationship that's gone sour? Overcome with worry? There is no present or future when it comes to difficulty. Only the past happening over and over again now. But what is yet to be determined is how you will face the battle, and ultimately what you do about it. It's personal. It is certain, though, that eventually you've got to do something. But what? I don't know what to do. Have you ever said it? Sure you have. And that is exactly what Jehoshaphat, the king of Israel, told God centuries ago. You can read about it in 2 Chronicles 20. Not unlike what has happened in our generation, the combined Arab armies of Moab and Ammon, modern Jordan today, came against Israel in battle. The king whose name was Jehoshaphat was first afraid. Not an unpredictable reaction when difficulty or danger is present. But then he did something that is often foreign to us today. He began to earnestly pray and seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout the entire land. He gathered the people together and began to do some very earnest praying. He reminded God of some promises which had first been made to his forefathers. Then he cried out, "Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you." How much like the heart that cries, "God, I don't know what to do, but I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you to show me what to do." Jehoshaphat could not call upon the UN to bail him out. He simply said, "God, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are resting on you." That's an interesting thought. Our eyes are upon you. Too often we pray to God. Then we look to someone else to answer our petition and prayer. "God," we say, "I want your help." But we expect it to come from someone else. Can God really be counted on to hear and answer prayer? The record of Scripture, like the problems of history, is that God will meet you in the hour of your crisis if you will turn to Him with all your heart. God spoke in the time of crisis, and His message is the same today to those who rely on Him. God told Jehoshaphat, "Don't be afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." God then told them to go out and do battle, for the Lord was with them. A closing thought. God seldom delivers you from the battle of life, but it is much better to know He is with you as you face it. A closing thought. How much better is it to know that God is with us as we face the struggles of life than to be exempted from those struggles and always wonder, is God big enough or powerful enough? If today's program has spoken to your heart, go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20 in Scripture. Read it for yourself. You've just heard Guidelines. I'm Dr. Harold Sala.